2025, boys. We are beginning.
Where we hold?
Safe stop is here.
No, you know what? If you're getting off, if you're going to Shimshon, you're going to get off. Do you go around to Dolev or you go the other way? You come up Luz.
I can take it. When I take the 15, I'm coming up Luz.
Okay, so when you're taking the 15, you're coming up Luz. What you're going to do is you're going to continue. Luz goes all the way up to, it goes around and then up to Dolev.
What?
Right?
We have only one table.
I don't know if you've been
here
up to Dolev. But Dolev, when it gets to Dolev, which is Masis Mordechai, I don't know if you're familiar with that shul, but the corner of Dolev and Maor is Masis Mordechai, it'll make a right turn onto Dolev. And then you'll go one, I believe it's one stop, right? One bus stop.
Can we add two tables, please?
It'll be one stop.
Two tables.
We're going to do it.
You want to do two tables?
Because we're supposed to.
Look at this. So we've already wasted a minute.
That's okay. We have till 10 o'clock.
All right. So I'm going to have to. I'll have to give you instructions about how to get there. Here, let's just put them together.
Yeah.
You have trouble.
Much better.
So it's official. Thursday night, we're going to be learning.
Okay, great. We'll have a
Friday, but it's not just learning. We're having
we're going to have a whole masipa. It's going to be dancing. It's going to be a whole zach.
And a seance.
He's inviting the his
seance.
We're gonna have a bonfire. What?
He's gonna email.
Oh yeah, yeah. You wanna be my right hand man today? And we're gonna have a whole bonfire. We're gonna have a whole
Rebbe in Israel.
Rabbi Nachman. We're gonna have a whole Lukuti Moran going on here.
Can I bring the hot dogs?
You can bring the hot dogs.
You only rub it in Ethiopia.
You can bring whatever you want. Just make sure that it's all kosher.
That's my hashgach.
Here we go.
Kosher
l'sukkis, right? Yeah, so there's no chametz, and only hametashen.
All right. What's the address?
What? He's gonna email it.
The address is 14/1 Shimshon.
Right. He's
okay. 14/1 Shimshon. Okay. I'm gonna have to give Rabbi Yaakov directions because the bus is gonna get a shtickle confusing.
Either the 15 or the 19, either one.
Yeah, so if you take the 15 or the question is, does the 19 make a left turn at Dolev? You don't know. Either the 19 or the 12 makes a left turn on Dolev. I'm worried about that. It needs to go right. You need to go right. Take the 15. The 15 up on Dolev, to Dolev you make a right. When it goes right on Dolev, you get off at the first stop that on Dolev. And you'll walk up Dolev about a minute or two. Call us. Take my phone number down. Call me. And then we'll get it. You will make it. Because we are not learning if you are not there.
You want to do it.
This is not Las Vegas, all right?
You want to do it at 8:25 a.m.?
What?
You want to do it a.m., 8:25?
All right, we're going to learn.
Let's
now.
Go, yeah.
Yud Beis Amud Beis, we're on...
I'll do my best. I have a thing.
We're behind.
We all have things, but this is Torah. What?
We're behind already. Yud Beis Amud Beis.
We're not behind. We're right on target. Don't worry about
good.
Okay. That's my job. My job is to keep us. It's not Hassam. We're about 8 lines or 9 lines up from the...
Bottom?
From the bottom. It's Tanan Hassam. Okay? This is really a new sugi, essentially. Okay? Tanan Hassam. The Gemara says, Hatiltan Mitzvah. The Tiltan, which is fenugreek, if anybody's seen fenugreek in their lives, you can enlighten me. Or if you have that Gemara, I'm sure in the back it has a picture of fenugreek. While Rav Moshe is looking that up, fenugreek, he's going to listen. Fenugreek is chayv and meister mishetitzmach, when it sprouts. We're going to see what that means when it sprouts. Hatvua v'hazesim, tvua, which is referencing both grain and grapes.
Right.
Wine.
Grapes or wine.
Is
the same thing.
Is chayiv in meiser, and zeisim are chayiv in meiser, mishevyu shlish. Once it is grown to a third of its potential, doesn't have it. Okay, fine. Very good. Yeah. So nobody buy that Gemara now. Mishevyu shlish. Once it's grown a third of its potential, then it's chayiv in meiser. Now, we said that tiltan is chayiv mishetitzmach. My mishetitzmach, what does it mean when it sprouts? Mishetitzmach lizroim. This means when it sprouts seeds. When it starts to sprout seeds that you can also further plant, and I guess possibly potentially eat, then it's chayiv and meiser. Okay. Hatvua v'hazesim mishyaviu shlish. We said that tvua and zesim are chayiv midaraisa in meiser once they bring a third of their potential. Minahani mili, from where do we know this? Now, the Gemara is searching for a Torah source for this. Oh, very good. Fenugreek. If anybody wants to know what fenugreek looks like, please reference this phone. Anybody who is listening on the recording, I'm putting it right to the recording, so you should be able to see
just
it.
Just go online. Okay. Any search engine. Just send fenugreek.
A lot of people have fenugreek.
What?
Anyway, yeah, the Gemara here wants to know what is the Torah source for Tvua and Zaysim, that they're chayiv when it comes to third. And it didn't care about fenugreek because the fenugreek is only a dindurabanan. But this is midoraisa. The Torah is talking midoraisa, the Gemara says. Midoraisa tvu and zeisim rechayiv and meiser once they bring a third. So where do we know that from? We have to have a doraisa source. So the Torah, so the Gemara says midani mili. Where do we know that from? Am ravasim rabbi Yochanan umatuba mishmid rabbi Yossi Aglili. A lot of people lean that it was rabbi Yossi Aglili who said this. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says the following. This is a Pasuk that is talking about the mitzvah of Hakel, but it's an interesting Lashon in the Torah. Let's see it. It says,
why does it say Motui? We never had that expression when we talked.
We actually did have that expression, but it's a very uncommon expression. You're right. Matuba really means that the majority of people lean towards Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It's not just one person says this and some people learn it like this, but Matuba means that majority of people learn that it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili. I believe that's the Lashon. But you're right, it's a very uncommon way of saying that. Usually the Gemara will say Amr this, Amr that, or Vi'itema this, but you're right, Matuba is a very uncommon expression. Amr Kra, the Torah says, Miket Sheva Shanim, at the end of 7 years, B'moed Shnas HaShmita, in the season of the Shnas HaShmita, B'chag HaSukkos, on Sukkos. Now, at first glance, this is a very difficult pasuk because Chag HaSukkos is not in the seventh year. It is actually in the eighth year. Or, if it's in the seventh year, then it's in the beginning of the seventh year. It's not at the end. So why does the pasuk say that? So that's what the Gemara challenges right away. Shnas HaShmita, Maya Vidate B'Chag HaSukkos. What are you talking? What might in Shnas HaShmita, Eitzel, Chag HaSukkos? What does Shnas HaShmita have to do with Chag HaSukkos? It is not accurate to say that we're in the season of Chag HaShmita, the Shnas HaShmita, and we're still in Chag HaSukkos. Shmin is he. It's the eighth year. It's not the seventh year. So why are you calling it the end of the seventh year? So the Gemara says, Elolom Elcha, the reason why the Torah phrases it like this is to teach you the following. Kol Tavua Sheyaviyo Shlish B'Shvias, all grain that have grown to a third of its potential by the end of Shvius, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, so the very end of Shvius, Atanoeg Ba Minhag Shvius B'Shminis, you are supposed to be Noheg, the Dinim of Shvius, on the eighth year. So, if something grows a third of its potential at the end of the
seventh
year, then on the eighth year, all the way up until Chag HaSukkos, you are to treat it as seventh year produce, which cannot be sold and has the minhag, the dinim of
Shvius. How can you bring this as a
pasuk
as a raya?
Why not? You're saying it doesn't.
You're trying to say that you could use this once it sprouts. You can cut it. You could use it. Now you say you can't.
No, well, it's saying the din of Misha Titzmach is teaching you, or I should say Misha Yaviu Shlish is teaching you that it's totally processed, it's totally done. Meaning it's not totally done, but it's considered
mature enough.
Is it edible?
It is definitely edible, and it is considered mature enough and complete enough. Midoraisa, in order for it to be considered a full-fledged fruit. Even though it hasn't grown fully, it's considered mature enough. And that's what we learn out from this pasuk. Now, what the obvious question, problem with this pasuk is that the pasuk says nothing about a third. It says Shemitah, and it says Sukkis, so the Gemara somehow wanted to learn that if it grew to
Shlish,
a third of its potential by the end
quarter,
of Shemitah, then
it's
somehow...
And it's not referring only to these two things. It's a klal and everything.
Interesting.
That's a good point.
Interesting. I didn't even think about that. That's a good
tfua.
Question.
Where does it get tfua from?
What? Where does
right,
it get tfua from?
It's a very good question. Where does
it get tfua from? Let's get another pasuk.
All right. All right, let's do it. Very good.
This pasuk doesn't work.
Anyway, it doesn't work. Amrele from Zeru Ravasi. Very good. I think Rav Moshe has already learned this Gemara. Rav Moshe has probably learned this Gemara already. He's guessing.
No, I've never seen it.
Never seen it.
No.
No, in the womb. in the womb. This is all coming back from you, from the womb.
Yeah, okay.
Amale Reb Zeira le Reb Asi. Reb Zeira said to Reb Asi, V'domba lo ayel klal. Wait a minute. How can you bring a raya from this pasuk that if it grew a third, then it's considered a fully done? What does this have to do with it? Maybe it didn't grow at all. V'ka amar rachmana, what is the Torah telling you here by the fact that it equates Shnas HaShmita to Chag HaSukkah? What is it telling you? V'ka amar rachmana, tishamet v'tizal al Chag HaSukkos. That we should be noheg shvius up until Sukkos. Maybe the pasuk says nothing and means nothing about growing a third and the dinim of Meiser. Maybe the pasuk is simply telling you that just as we have a din of Shemitah on the seventh year, we continue that din of Shemitah all the way until Chag HaSukkos. Maybe that's what it's telling you. So we don't know.
Anything could be.
Anything could be. That's why the Gemara is like, this is totally ambiguous. It's unclear. It doesn't tell you anything about a third. So that's why the Gemara is challenging.
That answer is also not good.
There's no answer.
It's not an answer. It's a question.
It's right.
It's your question.
Yeah. Okay.
This is your question. So now the Gemara is going to give a different terutz. The Gemara says like this. Here we go. Fasten your seatbelts. Okay? So the Gemara says, lo sakadaitech. Don't think that. This is where we're going to get it from. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, v'chag ha'asif b'tzeis hashana. This is a separate pasuk talking about the chagim. Shmos chav gimel is where the mishpatim. Okay, so Mishpatim, we're learning about the dinim of the. So we have some dinim of the chagim. It says v'chag ha'asif b'tzeis hashana, and the Gemara and the Torah goes on to say the asbichas ma'asecha min asadeh, when you gather your tevuah from the fields. Okay, but the pasuk says v'chag ha'asif b'tzeis hashana, that chag ha'asif is the Tzeis Hashanah, it's the end of the year. So what does that mean? My Asif, what does it mean over here when it says Chag HaAsif? Now typically, it means it's the holiday of the ingathering, when we gather in our crops. But the Gemara says that can't be, because Ilim Chag HaBab Isman Asifa, if you're telling me that the Torah just means that it's the holiday in which we gather in all of our crops, Haksiv Ba'asbecha Asmasecha Min Asadeh. It just says Ba'aspecha in the Gemara, but it's referencing that end of the pasuk that says, when you gather in the grains from the field. So it can't be repeating the same thing. So what is V'chag Asif here? Elamai Asif? Katsir. Asif doesn't mean in gathering, it means actual harvesting. I guess, what the Gemara is saying over here is that really there are two possible potential translations or understandings of asif. Asif can mean gathering. You're gathering what you had that was already harvested. But asif can also mean, not literally, it can mean harvesting. Because when you harvest, you're also gathering in that which you had grown. That's you're exactly gathering that which grew, so you're gathering it by harvesting it. So there's
exactly
a gathering by harvesting, and there's a gathering by gathering that which you've already harvested. So here, when it says v'chag ha'asif, it means katsir. It means that you have reaped it. You've harvested. V'kim lehu l'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan established, the Rabbanan knew, the kol tevuah sheniksera b'chag, all grain that was harvested on Chag, on Sukkot, biyadua shehivya shlishif ne Rosh Hashanah. It was known, they knew, that because I guess they were botanists or whatever, they knew that that it had grown to a third of its potential by Rosh Hashanah,
the
meaning by the end of the seventh year.
That answers this question, why is only tefuah? Because the Gemara, this answer says, the Rabbanah only knew tefuah. They didn't know other types of other fruits and stuff.
Okay.
That answers his question. He asked why only tefuah,
right?
Because the Rabbanan only had this deep knowledge of botany about tefuah.
Okay,
perhaps. What are you talking about? You go outside, you see this stuff to the third growth. What do you need botany for?
No, but they had to know backwards. They had to know.
Come on.
They had to know.
Every Sukkos is a question.
They had to know that when it's ready to be harvested, that it was already by Rosh Hashanah time. It was already.
You could already see it's a third grow.
You could already see. They said they learned that you could already.
You're talking about 2 weeks.
You're talking about 2 weeks.
Tavuah is what, wheat?
Tavuah is wheat.
Tavuah includes wheat, barley, oats, rice, belt, chule. It also means it also references.
That stuff starts to grow around Pesach time, right?
It begins to sprout.
So for sure it's more than a third grown by Rosh Hashanah.
No, you have to, if you're with the crop in a summer crop, you have two different crops,
yeah.
So fine, so they knew, so well, they knew it was obvious.
On the olives.
On the, what olives?
The olives sprout.
Oh.
It's tefuah and zeitun.
No, Tavua is not referencing Zaysim. Tavua is only grapes and...
No, but the Brice said Tavua and Zaysim.
Tavua and Zaysim is Mishri Yaviyu Shlish.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you want to say...
The olives also be grown a third.
Yeah.
So the olives sprout like more... When do olives sprout?
Not in Sukkot.
Well before that. All this...
I don't know exactly when. Look it up in Google.
Okay, so it confirms what the Rabbanan knew. Before Rosh Hashanah.
He's saying it was well more than a third by Rosh Hashanah time.
How much
you want to look in Google, see when Zaytim sprouts?
It's not just Zaytim, but it is Zaytim also, because Tfuah includes Zaytim.
Yeah, I know. That's his question.
It doesn't make sense either. It's okay.
You want to say that for sure it should have been fully grown by then, or say you're saying?
Oh, close to it. Definitely more than a third.
Definitely more than a third.
But then, what's your name, Moshe?
Yeah.
You said that
there's any
also...
Any name you like.
Yeah.
You said there's also summer crop.
Winter and summer crop. Yeah.
So maybe the summer crop could be on the border there. I don't know.
Maybe it's on the border.
I don't know. Maybe it's interesting. Here it is, to see if anyone's... If they're ready cutting down wheat now.
Okay. All right.
Of course.
Yes, Google. Come on.
This is the Haggasah. Yeah, this is when we do it. The question is, his question is, isn't it much more than the third done? All right. I don't know what the answer is. I'm not...
it's at least the third done.
I'm not in the know here. But this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, if it's Haggasah on the 15th of Tishrei or thereabouts, the Rabbanah knew that it was a third done at Tishrei time, and the Kakari Lahu Tseis Hashana. And yet, even though it's harvested on Sukkot, and it's a third done on Rosh Hashanah, it's considered the previous year's crops. So that's how we know that Mishyaviu Shlish, once it's a third grown, then it's considered already ready for Maestros.
Okay, but in a Shemitah year, one-third or however past one-third that it is, okay, that it's still from the Shemitah year.
Correct. You're not going to be able to use it, for sure. If you're talking about a Shemitah year, you're not going to be able to use it. But if it's any other year, then you take the Maestros for that year.
You're talking about Shemitah, 100% right. You're talking only about Shemitah.
Right. It could be talking about any of the years.
It would be any of the years. The Arabs, what's the problem?
Right, the Pasuk says Shemitah, but it's not saying...
What are you talking about?
The Pasuk is referring to Shemitah.
The first Pasuk.
What do you think?
But the second Pasuk is not.
Oh,
we rejected the first Pasuk. The truth is we didn't, because Tosa says we still need the first Pasuk. I don't know why. I don't understand.
Tosa says it's not to reject the first Pasuk.
Tosa says, right.
It's complicated, right? Why?
I don't know why. I don't understand. I'm not sure I understand Tosa's. Anyway... if you want to look at it, Tosas Dibra Maschal Vekarli B'seis Hashanah says that we still need the first Pasuk. I'm not sure why. We rejected it. I don't know what Tosas is saying. But, Sarachin, anybody
so
wants to say?
So Chag Asif B'seis Hashanah. So it really means Chag Asif means...
Chag Asif is Chag HaKatzir. So
B'seis Hashanah.
Is B'seis Hashanah. So that's already going back on... It's considered old crops. Right? It's considered the previous year's crops. Why? Because once it's a third done, then it's done. It's considered, third done is considered already done. So for Maestros, we say a third is already considered. It says Sashana, it's already considered.
So that's the connection of Sukkot. That's why you need the first Pasuk, because you have a connection of Sukkot. So you need the first Pasuk.
Why? What does the second Pasuk not tell you? What does it not tell you?
The connection to Sukkot to Shemitah.
What do I need Shemitah for? Mine and Shemitah, it's a little Sukkot. I could just learn from this Pasuk, Chag Asif, it says Sashana. Chag Asif is when you harvest. You harvest it on the 15th. If it harvested on the 15th, then we know that by Rosh Hashanah time, it's already considered a Shlish done. And it's considered Tseis Hashanah, meaning it's considered Tseis Hashanah's fruit. That's considered grain of the previous year. So that already tells me. That tells me that it's at one-third, we consider it done.
Still need, I guess, the Chag HaSukkot from the first Pasuk.
But I already know. But Aspacha min Asadamet. Okay, okay, okay.
You know what? Here's yourself a problem.
Yeah.
By Rosh Hashanah, maybe it's a new year, and that's when it really starts to real sprout. So it's in a new year. The fact that the seed was from the year before doesn't mean anything. How are you going to get around the seventh year? That's how you get around.
Okay. Okay.
I think we're asking what Tosas is. So you have the combination of Chag HaSukkot, and you have the end of the year, and you have the Rabbanan's knowledge of the Shlish, so you have the end of the year, Teis HaShana, and you have the end of the year, and you have Chag HaSukkos from the first person.
Okay, fine. At any rate, what we've established over here is that the Rabbanan knew, they had this knowledge, that when it's a third done, then that's considered... they knew when the grain was considered a third don. They had that knowledge. Now it says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Yirmi or Rav Zeira. Rav Yirmi is always a kanoi when it comes to this stuff. Yeah. Rav Yirmi is, there are other Gemaras about Rav Yirmi.
He's a troublemaker.
And Amalei Rav Yirmi or Rav Zeira, Rav Yirmi asked Rav Zeira, Vekim lehu l'rabbana ben shlish l'pachas ben shlish. You want to tell me Chazal knew the difference between if it's a third don, 33%, and a quarter don, or in a sixth don, or in 25%?
It's a happy chorus.
Come on. It's interesting. Yeah, I mean, Rav Yirmi was a big Amora.
Yeah,
so
he's like saying the Rabbanim weren't so accurate. Which is, and you ask any like typical Haredi guy, he'll say, how could you say such a thing?
Right. It's interesting to figure out exactly what Rav Yirmi means by this. Like, what's his challenge over here? You know. Anyway, the Gemara answers, Amalei lava minalach. Didn't I already tell you? Lo tapik nafshach lebar mehilchasa. Do not take yourself out of the halacha. Meaning, kol midos chachamim kenhu. This is the way the Chazal determined the halacha. They give certain midos. They give certain measurements. And kacha. That's the way it is. For example, barboim sahu tovel, barboim sahu chasrit kortov, ena yachalit bal bahen. When it comes to going into a mikvah, the Chazal determined that 40 sa'ah is what is able to purify a man, and a person is able to get himself to crunch himself into 40 sa'ahs of water. And anything less than that, even if it's a chaser kurtov, even if it's a tiny bit less, then it's not considered. You can't go to the mikvah there anymore. You can't mitare yourself. Kebetza metame tumas ochlin. The amount of a beitza is metame tumas ochlin. That carries tumah, and it can transmit tumah to the person who eats a kebetza worth of something that is tame. And kebetza chaser shumshum. If it's a kebetza less a sesame seed, enu metame tumas ochlin. Then it's not. That's the way Shiurim Chachamim go. Shlosha al shlosha metame midras. If a beged is shlosha al shlosha, then it can be metame. It can carry, transmit tumah midras. Somebody who sits on it, it can carry tumah. If it's shlosha al shlosha, three tefachim. Shlosha al shlosha chaser nima achas. But if it's 3x3 less one thread, ainu metame midras. It's no longer Matami Midras. So what are you questioning? Whether Chachamim knew between a third and... Kacha! That's the way it was. That's the Chazal determined that if it grew on X amount, X date, then it was considered a third grown by Rosh Hashanah. That's the way it goes. That's the way Shirei Chazal work. Don't question it. Rav Yirmiyah wasn't satisfied with it. What?
It's interesting. A few things. First of all, Kol Midos Chachamim Kenhu means you said that's the Halacha, right?
Correct.
Rashi says that you don't just basically don't argue with them, right?
Yeah, l'papik v'shira chachamim.
Don't argue with the rabbanim.
Yeah,
whether it's true or not, don't argue with them.
Right.
But the real interesting thing is that is a metzias thing. The first one, the thing about the growing of a shlish. The other three things, when it comes to the mikvah, it's purely in the halachic spiritual realm, and also tumah and also midrash, which is wasn't tumah.
It's interesting that you say that.
The two tumas of the and the mikvah are not objectively. There's no scientific issue. There's a purely metaphysical issue, but the shlish is different.
I wouldn't say that it's purely metaphysical. If you look at Rashi. Look at Rashi.
We're
Rashi says
tumah and being tamei in the mikvah, which is also tumah, which is also tamei tumah.
Rashi seems to say when it comes to the case of Rashi. Look at Rashi first of all. Rashi Dibra Maschil. One second, maybe I'm wrong. One second. Look at Rashi Dibra Maschil kebetza ochlin. I thought there was another Rashi. Maybe I saw it somewhere else. Look at Rashi, the Ramaskim, Kibetza Ochlim. Vikim lehu l'rabbanan, the Rabbanan knew. She'ein beis habliya, the throat cannot machzik, it cannot hold, it cannot contain. Lo pachos v'lo yoser me beitzas tarnagoles. It cannot contain any less or more than a beitzas tarnagoles. That is the width, that is the exact dimensions of the throat that a person can swallow. So that seems to be a scientific thing. That's where Pesach comes from. It seems to be a scientific thing.
Even though each person is
doing it. I don't remember. Anyway,
basically, it's saying don't argue with the Chacham because they know whether it's right or wrong.
They know.
Even though theoretically the question could be good. Rabbi Yemi's question is good. But you still don't argue because once they make a measurement, even if it might technically not be right, it's still right. It's a very Haredi answer, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but the Gemara is very Haredi.
It's a very Haredi answer because he's saying the truth is not the issue, it's what the Chachamim say.
Exactly. Midas Chachamim Kachi.
He's not saying whether the Chachamim right or wrong, that's the way it is. He's saying the Chachamim are right.
Correct. What?
He's saying the Chachamim are right.
Well, what does that mean? What do you mean the Chacham? Explain
yourself. They know what they're talking about. These are the Chacham know what they're talking about.
But let me ask you something. If the Chacham say that a person can tova, a person can fit himself into a memsa, into a mikvah that's memsa. Yeah. But if it's memsa, chaser, kortov, so chaser this much, he can't. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? It means a person cannot? It means if it's chaser, a drop, then it cannot?
It can't purify.
He can purify.
Right. That's different.
That's a spiritual psak. That's not a mitziyistik of psak.
Right. There's a difference between spiritual psak and mitziyistik.
They're not saying in mitziyis a person can fit into a mikvah of 40 saw but cannot fit into a mikvah of men saw chas or kortov. They're not saying that.
Right.
So they're not right in the actual sense. They're right in the halachic sense. Right. Halachically, they've determined that mem saw is what it takes to be metaher, and anything less than that, even a drop, is not going to be metaher. That is, they're halachically right, but they're not necessarily.
You're not measuring.
They're not measuring, and that's Rav Yirmiyah's question: is they really knew that they were able to determine that if it was harvested on the 15th of Tishrei or 16th of Tishrei, then it was grown a third. It was Badai grown a third by Rosh Hashanah, Kimlul Rabbanan. They really knew that? Because he's asking on Metzias. He's asking on Metzias the Kakasha, right? And the Teret seems to be a more spiritual, like, well, this is. But really what I think what they're answering is, it's a Shir Chachamim. This is what the Shir the Chachamim gave. Whether the Chachamim are actually, whether in Metzias. Right, you can't be Mefakvik. Whether in Metzias it's true that it grew a third because it was harvested on the 16th or not, doesn't matter. Because halachically we've determined that is considered the Shir of the growth.
So that fits in with the other three things.
Right, and that's how it would fit in with the other three examples. It's the only way you can understand it, because otherwise, what's the Shlaga Bataria? He's asking a Matzias, they're telling him a Shir Chachamim, which is a halachic. One has nothing to do with the other, l'chora. So you have to say that what they're answering is, it's another Shir Chachamim. It's another Shir Chachamim. At any rate, Rav Yirmiyah wasn't satisfied with that. So Rav Yirmiyah said, I'm going to give you a more logical answer, a more logical reasoning as to how it was that we know that the Chachamim actually know their shiurim. They know that what's a third grown, the difference between what's a third grown and what's a quarter grown, the Chachamim actually know. I'm going to prove
it to
you.
He's doing tshuva, in other
words. Rav Yirmiyah, I don't think he's doing tshuva at all. I think he's not accepting their teirutz, and he's giving his own teirutz, which is going to be rejected.
Let's see it.
Did I pique your curiosity? Did I whet your appetite?
I was just going to fall asleep.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that. Rav Yirmiyah, lav milsihi da amri. Rav Yirmiyah says, my question wasn't even a question. He says, don't worry about it. I'm not worried about it because my question wasn't a question. Why? Because I'll prove to you that the Chacham really knew what they were talking about. The boy minei chavraya mei Rav Kahana, because the chavraya, who's chavraya?
Friends
know.
The chavre.
The chevra. What? Okay. I thought there was some kind of I don't know where I saw chevra was. Okay, the mafia. Fine. The Amoraic mafia. You want to say? Okay. Anyway, the chevra said to asked of Rav Kahana the following kasha. Omer sheikrivi Yisroel bechanidasasan laaretz. The korban Omer that Klal Yisroel brought when they first came into Eretz Yisroel, mehechan hikrivuhu, from where did they bring it? What grain could they possibly have used to bring it? Im tomar da'ayil biyad nachri, if you want to tell me, well, what they did was they took over the grain that was processed, that was harvested and that was taken, that was grown by the nachrim, by the non-Jews. That can't be, because kitzirchem amrachmana, velo kitzir nachri. It has to be the harvested grain that belongs to you, not the harvested grain that belonged to the nachri. So what's the pshat? It couldn't be that it belonged to the nachri. What's going on? So how could it be? How could it be that they possibly brought any grain? How did they bring the Korban Omer? So now the Gemara asks tangentially and parenthetically, wait a minute, how do you even know that they brought a Korban Omer when they first came to Eretz Yisrael? Mimai de Krivu. How do you even know that they brought it? Vilma Loi Krivu. Maybe they didn't even bring it the first year. So the Gemara says, no. They brought it. Lo sakadaitech. Don't think like that. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayochlu mi avur haaretz. They brought from the grain, from the crops of the land. Mimacharas ha-Pesach. After Pesach, they ate from the crops of the land. Mimacharas ha-Pesach achul, mi ikar lo achul. The Pasuk directly implies that it was only after Pesach they were able to eat from the grains of the land.
It's a matir.
Because it's a matir. So they must have brought it, right? So they must have brought it. So now, Hadra Kushala Duchte, the question goes back, where did they bring it from? They couldn't have brought it from the grains that were grown by the Nachrim, because that's not Kitzirchem. The Torah says you need Kitzirchem. So it's got to be Dakrivu Omer Vahadra Achli. They brought the Korban Omer, and then they ate from it. So now, Mehechan Ekrivu. Now, where did they bring it from? So Amar Lahan, Sir Rav Kahana answered the Amorite Mafia, and he said, Kol Shelo Hevi Shlish Biyad Nachri. He said, yeah, I'll tell you what it was. What it was is, they saw the grain that had not grown a third in the hands of the Nachri, that's the grain that they took, and they waited for it to grow a third, and then they harvested it right after the 15th of Nisan and the 16th of Nisan, they harvested it. So they knew back then, and Chazal knew what exactly was a third and what wasn't a third. So they did know.
You say they took it.
I don't say this. Gomara just said it.
This is very political here.
What?
You related. Took it.
Yes.
It's very political.
Meaning? When they conquered the land.
Agricultural.
Yes, when they conquered the land.
They knew.
Very relevant.
Yeah, when they conquered the land.
Nowadays.
We don't know, but they knew.
By the way.
Occupied territory.
Bear in mind, like,
they were agricultural societies.
Exactly. The Jewish
people
used to
know
much
all
more
this. Yeah, they were experts in this.
Even the rabbis were very familiar with this, I would assume.
Yeah, if you live in an agricultural society, you live on a farm. Okay. You know
they were in the Midbar for 40 years. I mean, but they know about growing and food.
We know when the cows come out, it's a national holiday.
How do you know anything? They were in Mitzrayim, and they were in the Midbar, and then they immediately know all about agriculture?
What?
In Midbar, they couldn't grow anything. They were living on mud. And in the Mitzrayim, they weren't growing anything. Now, all of a sudden, they know about this agricultural stuff. Like, immediately, boom.
I picked up quickly.
Yeshua was a good...
He was a good study.
He had all the books.
He had
internet.
Yeah, he had Wikipedia.
In agricultural society, this was common. They knew what's...
He's saying
these guys were not agriculturally sound.
These guys were from the Midbar.
Because they were totally, they were living off mun for 40 years.
Okay, so
they were living off mun.
maybe.
This is like the opposite of growing stuff, man. Yeah, this is coming from Shemayim, opposite way.
David, maybe at the beginning, but very quickly, they picked it up all very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
By the time their bunning came up with this stuff, I mean, everyone knew.
It's not when they got out a day after.
Yes, talking about the door into Eretz Yisrael.
The month stopped falling on the 7th of Adar.
On the 7th of Adar.
Because Moshe died. Moshe died, 7th of Adar, month stopped coming. So Chazal say that the month lasted.
This is when they came into Eretz Yisrael.
The month lasted for 30 days. Right? What?
What happened on the 10th of Nisan?
That's a later Gemara. You're jumping the gun here.
When did they enter Eretz Yisrael?
Is it possible to say
no
that just as
when did Rabbi Yom Yehoshua live?
Yoshua, Moshe.
When did Rabbi Yom live?
Not Yoshua.
He lived in the time of Amorim.
Thank you very much. You're talking about
2,000 years ago.
Hundreds of thousands.
No,
of years, long time later.
Bezalel. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Is it possible to say? Sure.
Can one also say that
one can say whatever he wants?
The Rabbanim, when they went into Eretz Israel, when they conquered the land,
there was
Hashem instilled an innate ability.
Look,
to
I would be ascertain. Happy. I would be more satisfied saying that it was outside of Betzal. That's Betzal thing has nothing to do with it. I would say that Chazal were instilled with some kind of understanding of how this works.
In the same way
that Hashem gave Bezalel the Mishkan. Okay. I hear what you're saying. It's very possible to say. You have to say it something like that.
How are you going to pay?
But then they come to Eretz Yisrael.
At any rate, the Gemara concludes. This is Rav Yirmiyah's concluding remark. He's saying, "Vetuma ayov lo kim lahu." No, maybe it was growing and they didn't know. So he's saying rhetorically, maybe it grew and they didn't know. Maybe it grew a third in the hands of the Nachri and they didn't know. They really didn't know. Ella, rather, what must you say? You must say Kimlahu. They really did know. Meaning Chazal knew when they Chazal.
It's not Chazal.
Not Chazal. This is the Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael. Well, Chachamim went in with Bnei Yisrael. They were these were. I'm saying there were a lot of chachamim there also that came in. You know, they weren't all amaratzim,
and they're the only ones that know. You have to understand
they weren't all amaratzim. Plus, they learned Torah under Moshe, so they knew stuff. They for sure knew stuff.
Go on.
At any rate, his proof is so you see that they came in and they were able to take the crops that were less than a third processed, less than a third grown, and they knew which ones were. And that's how they were able to bring their own mare.
And they
brought it legitimately. And they knew that it hadn't grown a third, because if it grew a third, it'd be Katsir Nachri, it'd be a problem. So they must have known. That's his proof.
But did they come to Eretz Yisrael?
What?
But did they enter Eretz Yisrael?
You're jumping the gun again. I told you about this. It's right now. It's coming up right now, Babish.
Did they enter Eretz Yisrael?
Go on.
Dilma says the Gemara.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're giving away my whole things. All my secrets are gone.
So fine. So far we're in the middle of this.
Proof, sir, of Yirmi has proven, quote unquote, that they knew. So says the Gemara. Vidoma lo ayel klal. No. Maybe it hadn't grown at all. Maybe they just took over the land. They took over the Nachrin. They took over the land. The point is, maybe you can't bring me a raya that they knew the difference between a quarter and a third because they took the crops that had grown a quarter, and that's what the crops that they use, and it grew up until it grew to a third, and then they were able to cut it off. Maybe not. Maybe it didn't grow at all. Maybe it had just grown a speck, just a little bit. And they didn't know any difference. Aval hecha da ayil riva. But in a case where the grain grew a quarter, it grew 25% or 30% or 28%, ben shlish lepachas meshlish lo kimlahu. Maybe I'll tell you, they didn't know the difference. Maybe they weren't so attuned to the growth of the grains that they were able to determine the difference between 33% and 25%. Maybe the grains that they had ultimately harvested were from grains that hadn't even grown at all when they first came into the land. And that's how they knew. But not because they could able to tell the difference between a shlish and a riva. Maybe they didn't know that difference. So says the Gemara, Lo Sal Kadaitech. That couldn't possibly be correct. Dichsev, because it says in the Pasuk. You want to read the Pasuk? Because you've already said it twice. Okay. The Ha'am Alu Min HaYarden. Klal Yisrael came up from the Yarden. Be'asor L'chodesh. On the 10th of Nisan. So if they came to the 10th of Nisan, says the Gemara, Ve'i Sal Kadaitech De Lo Ayel Klal. If you're going to tell me that the grain that they had taken, that they had ultimately harvested for the Omer, hadn't grown at all when they first came into Eretz Yisrael, can't be.
Not possible.
It grows at Nisan.
The Chamisha Yomi Mikamalia in 5 days. You want to tell me it's going to grow all the way? That's impossible. Elamai says the Gemara, wait a minute. Elamai says the Gemara, what? The Isle Riva Odanka, and that it had grown a quarter or a sixth. And you're going to tell me that they came into the land and they took the grains that had grown a quarter or a sixth. Akati b'chamish yomi mikamalia. It's still the same problem. You got the same problem. They come in on the 10th. They took the grains that were a quarter grown, and you're going to tell me that in 5 days it grew from a quarter to a third? I mean, how quickly is it possible? How can it be that it grows all the way, that full that full way from a quarter to a third in 5 days. That can't happen. So you still got a problem. Elamayis lech lemeimar. So what are you going to do to answer that? Eretz tzvik sivba. The Torah says that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz tzvi.
Yeah.
It's the land of the deer. What does it mean it's the land of the deer?
Everything
it means
like
it's rapid. Everything's rapid, quick. Yeah. Everything's rapid, right? It's rapid growth. So therefore, it could be that they came in. It could be that they came in and it was a quarter grown, and in fact, it had grown in five days. It grew to a third. So hachanami eretz tzvig sivba. You could equally say that since Eretz Yisrael is an eretz tzvi, it's a quick growing land. Maybe in fact they took over the land when it was not grown at all, when the grains had just come out of the ground, and maybe in fact they didn't exactly. You can't bring a raya from here that they knew the difference between a quarter and a third grown, because maybe the grain that they took when they came into the land was just a speck. It just came out of the ground a little bit, and maybe it was only 2% grown, and it grew, and it just grew like that because the Eretz Tzvi, it grew so fast. So you can't bring me a raya from your Rav Yirmiyah. You don't have a raya anymore that the grain that grew was that the Chazal knew the difference between a quarter and a third. Maybe they didn't know the difference at all, and the grain they took over was just 2% grown.
Why do we have to get into this whole? You can see how ambivalent the whole thing is. You know, it's not. It ain't really. We're speculating. But I understand, when you conquered the land of the Goyim...
I didn't conquer the land of the Goyim.
Well, when they came in, they did conquer the land.
Yes, they did.
So once they conquered the land, everything is theirs.
Yeah.
So it's theirs. I can take what's mine and I can say.
No, but the point is that if it's at least the third under the Goyim before the 10th of Nisan. Before the 10th of Nisan, then it's because it's not Kitzir. They were there.
What's wrong with
saying yourself?
What's wrong with Pasach?
The Torah says Kitzirchem. I'm not saying
no, there's nothing wrong with Pasach. Normally, the Torah says when it comes to the Omer, it's got to be yours.
So if it belongs to the Goyim,
if it grew a third in the hands of the Nachri, then it's no good.
It's really automatically no good. Exactly.
Hydroponics, they brought it with them.
Go ahead, Moshe. What do you got?
We're going to stop here?
Yeah.
I haven't decided yet.
Continue.
If we understand that the land flourishes extraordinarily when the Jews are in it.
It doesn't say about the Jews, in general.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's true. It doesn't say.
Meaning, as opposed to all the nations that. We're in the land after we were expelled.
I don't know that. Literally, I don't know if that's true.
The land was foul.
2,000 years it was desolate. Right, exactly.
It was
that's
desolate.
Afterwards, though.
Yeah, people starved.
And 1940. Look at today. What has happened in 69 years.
Okay, where are you going with this? Where are we going with this?
There's no such thing as occupied
territory.
Contradicts what you might call the laws of nature.
Okay, fine. What do you want to say now?
What I'm saying is that if you could draw an analogy that in Bamidbar, they traveled an extraordinary length, for lack of a better word.
They were totally
in
a short period
they
of time.
They had everything they needed.
Okay. If you draw an analogy between that and they take the land, the crop, whatever it was, less than a third when they took the land, and then boom, we're here, and the crop flourishes in the same way. You know, contradicting the laws of nature.
So what? Where are we going with this?
The point is that to say that to have these contradictions that maybe it was less than a third, maybe it was whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
And they didn't know. Hashem instills the knowledge, okay, in the Rabbanim. They knew, okay, and in fact, it did grow extraordinarily.
Correct. That's the Gemara's answer. That's the Gemara's answer. At the end of the day, it grew extraordinarily. What?
This knocks off Rav Yirmiyah?
Yeah, it knocks off Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah wanted to prove logically that it must have been that when they came in, the grain that they took was a quarter done, and they somehow, they knew that which was a quarter done as opposed to that which was a third done, and they were able to determine that. The Gemara said, it can't be.
Once
you say Eretz Tzvi, that it's a rapid growing.
It can happen in one day.
Right, it can happen in one day. So you can't bring a raya.
0 to 1,000 in overnight.
You can't bring a raya that Chazal knew, or the Chachamim at the time knew, the difference between a quarter and a third, because the way that Eretz Yisrael grows is so rapid that it could be that it didn't grow at all when they took it over, and it just flourished,
it's like
boom.
0 to 1,000 miles.
Right, it's like 0 to 60 in 5 days.
5 seconds.